ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة صلوات الله تعالى وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلوات وأتم التحيات وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد دوستو اور بھائیو
سب سے اس بیان بسنس پریز اینڈ ثنا حمد اینڈ ثنا تو ان اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی پریزنگ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی with the choicest praises, many and salutations, and upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, we testify that there is nobody worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. And then he started his address by saying, my friends and elders, we all have to do three types of work.
ایک تو ہمیں دین کو سمجھنا ہوتا ہے دین فہمی
ون وی ہیو ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دین
اور دوسرے یہ ہے کہ دین کی محنت کو سمجھنا ہوتا ہے
سیکنڈ از دیٹ وی ہیو ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دی ایفرٹ آف دین
اور تیسرے یہ ہے کہ دین پر اور دین کی محنت پر دونوں پر خود کو جمانا ہوتا ہے
اینڈ دین دی تھرڈ از دیٹ آفٹر ہیونگ انڈرسٹوڈ دین اینڈ دی ایفرٹ آف دین دین اے پرسن ہیز ٹو برنگ دیم سیلف on to fulfilling both of these.
بہت مرتبہ دین سمجھ میں آ جاتا ہے
many times we understand deen
دین کی محنت سمجھ میں نہیں آتی
but a person doesn't understand the effort of deen
بعض مرتبہ ایسا بھی ہوتا ہے بعض مرتبہ ایسا بھی ہوتا ہے کہ دین کی محنت کچھ سمجھ میں آتی ہے دین سمجھ میں نہیں آتا
sometimes this also happens that a person understands the effort of deen but not deen in itself brothers please Mufti Sahib has requested no pictures or video recording. Jazakumallahu khair.
اور بعض مرتبہ بلکہ اکثر مرتبہ ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ دین بھی سمجھ میں آتا ہے اور دین کی محنت بھی سمجھ میں آتی ہے لیکن خود ہم اپنے آپ کو نہ دین پر چلا پاتے نہ دین کی محنت پر چلا پاتے
And then sometimes this also happens, a person understands deen, he understands the effort of deen, but they're not able to fulfill the requirements of both of these.
عملی طور پر ہم سستی کا شکار ہو جاتے ہیں
In action, a person becomes, you know, he falls prey to laziness.
شیطان کی مکاری کا شکار ہو جاتے ہیں
we fall prey to the tricks of شیطان
اور نفس کی بھی مکاریوں کا شکار ہو جاتے ہیں
And he falls prey to the tricks and the deceptions of his own self.
اور بری عادتوں کی وجہ سے پیچھے رہ جاتے ہیں
And a person falls back because of their bad habits.
اور برے ماحول کی وجہ سے پیچھے رہ جاتے ہیں
sometimes they fall back because of the evil environment around them
اور برے دوستوں کی وجہ سے پیچھے رہ جاتے ہیں
sometimes a person falls back and remains behind because of evil friends
قرآن پاک میں اللہ نے فرمایا ہے کہ جس نے بھی رسول کی مخالفت کی اس کو کسی دوست سے دوستی کرنے پر افسوس ہوگا
اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی mentions in the verse of the Quran that whoever went against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then he will regret any friendship that he kept because of going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
Rasul ki mukhalafat ki hogi
a person who had gone against the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam Rayaat mein hai ke yawm ya'adhu zalimu ala yadayhi yaqulu ya laytani ittakhadhtu ma'a rasuli sabila
It is said in the ayah of the Quran that on that day that the oppressor will be taken to task a person will say that I wish that I had taken the Rasul, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my friend.
Ya waylata
laytani I wish that I had taken the path that the Messenger had taken.
Ya waylata laytani lam attakhid fulanun khalila.
And then he'll say that how I wish and he'll lament that I wish I hadn't taken so and so as my friend.
ہر ایک شخص کا فلانا الگ الگ ہے
each person will have their own person that they lament being the
friend. इसलिए उसका नाम नहीं बताया कि किसका फुलाना कौन है.
This is why in the Quran no name is taken, it's mentioned as so and so.
वो यूँ कहेगा कि या वैलता लैतनी लम अत्तखिज फुलान खलीला, काश मैंने फुलान से दोस्ती ना की हो.
But a person will say that I wish, how I wish, and he lament and mourn on that day that I wish I hadn't taken that so and so person as a friend.
لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني. उसने मुझे नसीहत से और हिदायत की बात से गुमराह किया हालांकि वो मेरे पास आ गई थी.
He'll say that such a friend led me astray from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas it had already come to me.
وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا.
And shaitan, the devil, is for the human being, he is somebody that leads them astray.
इसका मतलब ये है कि शैतान ने दोस्त को रास्ता बनाया होगा इंसान को दलील करने का.
This is the meaning of this is that shaitan, one of his methods that he uses is that he uses a friend of a person as the means of leading that person astray.
तो हमारे दोस्त अहबाब हमारे यारों की वजह से हम दीन से रह जाते हैं.
And a lot of times because of our friends, our close, you know, companions, because of them a lot of times we stay back from carrying out the
commands. और उसी की वजह से बुरी आदतों का शिकार होते हैं, तो बुरी आदतों की वजह से फिर हम शिकार हो जाते हैं दीन में सुस्ती करने का.
And because of those same friends then we get involved in bad habits and then those bad habits are the cause of us being lazy in fulfilling the commands of deen.
और बुरी आदतें जवानी के साथ खास नहीं है.
And bad habits are not specific to just people that are young.
बल्कि जवानी में तो बुरी आदतें आदमी पकड़ता है.
But in reality what happens is that in youth a person starts their bad habits.
बाकी हम मरता फिर बुरी आदत पर ही है.
And then when he dies and he goes into old age and he dies, those habits die with him as well.
बूढ़ा होने की वजह से आदमी बुरी आदतों से मुतमत्ते नहीं हो सकता, लेकिन बुरी आदतों की तमन्ना और आरज़ू में उलझा हुआ रहता है.
A person because of getting old he can't then this not doesn't happen that he loses the desire to have you know these bad habits, but sometimes because of old age then he starts desiring all these bad habits even more and these desires overtake him.
बल्कि जवान के मुकाबले में बूढ़े के लिए बुरी आदत ज्यादा नुकसानदेह होती है.
In reality for an old person, an elderly person having bad habits is more harmful than for a young person to have bad habits.
क्योंकि जवान में हर चीज जवान है, तो अच्छाई को कबूल करने की सलाहियत भी जवान है, बुराई को कबूल करने की सलाहियत भी जवान है.
So because in youth everything about a person is still young, so that they're able to accept, you know, they have the capacity to accept the you know the encouragement towards good as well as the capacity to accept being pushed towards evil.
Aur budhape ka masla ye hota hai ki ek cheez pak chuki hai aadmi mein aur fir usko nikalne mein wo kamzor ho chuka hota hai.
And the problem with a person in old age is that something has become very solid. There is something that becomes, and then it becomes hard to remove that from a person.
एक बुजुर्ग ने फरमाया कि बुराई करने की आदत डालने के बाद में जब आदमी सोचता है कि इसको मैं फिर छोड़ दूंगा उसकी अजीब मिसाल दी.
One elder, one scholar gave an example. He said, you know, when a person he's become solid in having evil habits and it becomes habitual to him, then he keeps telling himself, eventually I'll get rid of it. I'll leave this habit. I'll stop doing it. He gave an example explaining this.
मैं एक छोटा सा पौधा है जिसको आदमी उखाड़ना चाहता है.
So there's a small plant that a person wants to pull out by the roots.
उसने कोशिश की तो उससे वो उखड़ा नहीं.
So he tried to pull it, it didn't come out.
उसने सोचा कि आज ये मुझसे नहीं उखड़ रहा, इस पर थोड़ा सा पानी डाल दूँ, इसकी जड़ नरम हो जाएगी, कल उखाड़ूंगा.
So he thought to himself, it's not coming out. I don't have the strength to pull it. So today I'll put a little bit of water on it. Then the roots will get soft, and then I'll be able to pull it out.
दूसरे दिन उसने कोशिश की, फिर भी नहीं निकला, तो उसने दूसरे दिन फिर पानी डाल दिया उसमें.
So the next day he tried again to pull it out, and it still wasn't able to come. So he said, you know what? Today again I'll put water, and hopefully by tomorrow the roots will get soft.
तीसरे दिन फिर और पानी डाल दिया.
And the third day he put more water.
तो हर दिन जैसे-जैसे वो पानी डालता जा रहा है, उसकी जड़ मजबूत होती जा रही है.
एंड एवरी डे एज ही कीप्स पुटिंग मोर वाटर ऑब्वियसली द रूट्स आर गेटिंग स्ट्रॉन्गर एंड स्ट्रॉन्गर.
ऐसे बुराई करते 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 उसकी जड़ें मजबूत हो जाती हैं.
जस्ट लाइक दैट व्हेन अ पर्सन कंटिन्यूस कैरिंग आउट द इविल हैबिट्स दैट ही हैज कीप्स डूइंग देम अगेन एंड अगेन एंड अगेन द रूट्स ऑफ दोस इविल हैबिट्स गेट स्ट्रॉन्गर एंड स्ट्रॉन्गर.
इसलिए आदमी को बुराई से बचना निस्बतन ज्यादा मुश्किल हो जाता है.
दैट्स व्हाई व्हेन अ पर्सन गेट्स ओल्डर इट गेट्स हार्डर फॉर देम टू स्टे अवे फ्रॉम इविल सिंस एंड द इविल हैबिट्स दैट दे हैव.
इसलिए कुरान पाक में ये नहीं फरमाया कि या वो इतनी लमत फरमाने के मैं नौजवानों के बारे में यह बात फरमाई, हर उसके बारे में जिसने रसूल की मुखालफत की यह बात फरमाई गई.
That's why in the Quran it didn't specify this to just the youth, but it said about every person that would do مخالفة, that would go against the teachings of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person would lament the loss that I wish I had not taken such a person as a friend.
और ये वो दिन होगा मेरे दोस्तों जिस दिन आदमी को इतना अफसोस होगा अपने जात पर इसको मिस कर देने की वजह से दुनिया के अंदर, कि हदीस में इस आयत की तफसीर में ये फरमाया गया कि आदमी افسوس کرنے کی وجہ سے اپنی انگلیوں کو کاٹے گا اور کاٹتے کاٹتے اپنے ہاتھ تک چبا ڈالے گا اور اسے پتا نہیں ہوگا کہ میں نے کیا کر دیا.
This is such a day, the day of Qiyamah, and that day is a day of such worry and concern and grief that a person will be so depressed and sad and concerned over the sins that they have committed that without even knowing it they'll start chewing on their fingernails. And they'll go so far as to chew their fingers, then their hands, and all the way up their arm, and they won't even realize it over the grief that they're in.
इसलिए मेरे दोस्तों ये बहुत नाजुक बात है कि हम अपने आप को बदलने के लिए जहनी तौर पर तैयार होना.
So this is why it's a very, very important point that we have to be mentally prepared to change ourselves.
अपनी सुस्ती को दूर करने के लिए जहनी तौर पर तैयार होना.
We have to be mentally prepared to get rid of our laziness.
अपने गफलत से निकलने के लिए तैयार होना.
We have to be ready to get out of our inattentiveness.
अपनी आदतों को छोड़ने के लिए मुजाहिदे के लिए तैयार होना.
We have to be ready to make sacrifices to leave our own habits.
वरना यह है कि हम सुनते सुनाते रहेंगे होगा नहीं हमसे कुछ.
Because this is, if we don't, then what will happen is that we'll keep talking and we'll keep listening, but nothing will happen.
और यही हो रहा है इस वक्त.
And this is what is happening.
और ये कोई अच्छी अलामत नहीं होती है.
This is no good sign.
कुरान पाक में इस बारे में बहुत कुछ फरमाया गया है.
The Quran has said many, has spoken at great length and detail about.
अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने पिछली कौमों पर लानत करने की वजह यही बताई.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about previous nations, the reason why they were cursed by Allah was this very reason.
اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے پچھلی قوموں کے بارے میں یہی فرمایا ہے کہ وہ سستی میں پڑ گئے.
اللہ mentions about previous nations that they fell into laziness.
اور انہوں نے یہ طے کر لیا تھا کہ ہم سے نہیں ہو سکتا.
And they have decided and made up their minds that we're not able to do this.
سمعنا وعصینا. ہم سن تو رہے لیکن ہوگا نہیں ہم سے.
They would say that we hear the command but we can't do it. We're going against the command.
اور ایسی صورت میں وہ لوگ اس بات پر اس نتیجے پر پہنچ گئے تھے کہ انہیں آیات بینات اللہ کی طرف سے دکھائی گئی تھی.
And such a situation had come upon these people that clear open signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been shown to them.
قدم قدم پر اللہ کی مدد انہوں نے دیکھی.
At every step that they took, they had seen the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قدم قدم پر نبی کے معجزات کا مشاہدہ کیا.
At every step that they had taken, they would see the miracles of the Nabi of that time.
اپنی آنکھوں کے سامنے اللہ کی مخالفت کرنے والے اور نبی کی مخالفت کرنے والوں کے انجام کو دیکھا.
In front of their very own eyes, they saw the outcome and the punishment of those people who had gone against the Nabi of that time, who had gone against the commands.
Magar mizaj mein ek tedhapan tha.
But there was some crookedness in their natures.
Aur is ummat ko us mizaj ke tedhapan se bachaya gaya hai.
And this ummah, this nation has been protected and saved from that crookedness.
Aur iski taqeed ki gayi hai ki dekho wo burai aur wo virus tumhe nahi aana chahiye.
And this has been clearly, stressed and mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that virus and that sickness that they had, that's not within us.
Unke mizaj mein kuch aisi baatein thi.
They had such things in their nature.
Ki jab Hazrat Musa alaihi salam koi baat farmate hain to unki tabiyat leti nahi thi baat ko. کتنی مرتبہ حضرت موسیٰ کے معجزے آنکھوں کے سامنے دیکھے.
When Musa alayhi salam would say something to them, it was in their nature that they weren't able to accept what he was saying, whereas they had seen in front of their very eyes how many miracles Allah had made manifest on the hands of Musa alayhi salam.
Musa alayhi salam Tur pahad pe gaye.
Musa alayhi salam went on the mountain of Tur.
30 din pehle rahe wahan.
He stayed 30 days there.
Roza bhi rakha.
He kept fast for 30
days. Phir Allah ne farmaya ki 40 din mukammal karo.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said make it 40 days complete.
Uske baad Allah paak ne unko Tur Taurat kitab marhamat farmayi.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the book, the Taurat, to him.
Aur Taurat printed aayi hai.
And the Taurat came as a printed version of the whole book.
Woh alwah par aayi hai, takhtiyon par aayi hai.
It came in the form of pages and books.
موسیٰ علیہ السلام لے کے پہنچ گئے.
موسیٰ علیہ السلام قوم میں. موسیٰ علیہ السلام brought that book and came back to his nation.
کہنے لگے ہم کیسے مانیں, اس کا کیا پروف ہے کہ یہ اللہ نے دیا ہے.
So the people started asking him, what's the proof that Allah gave you this book?
اب اندازہ فرمائیے.
He says, now think about that.
موسیٰ علیہ السلام بھی بڑے شفیق تھے.
موسیٰ علیہ السلام was very compassionate.
ہر پیغمبر شفیق ہوتے ہیں.
Every نبی, every prophet of Allah is compassionate.
انہوں نے 70 آدمیوں کو چن کے تور پہاڑ پہ لے گئے.
He chose 70 people from amongst his nation and he took them with him back to the mountain of
Tur. Musa qawmuhu 70 rajulan limiqatina.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran that Musa alayhi salam chose 70 people from his nation to go back to this this meeting on the mountain of
Tur. Wahan unko Allah taala ki taraf se awaz aayi ki ye meri kitab hai, isko qubool karo.
So there when they reached the top of the mountain, then a voice came to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is my book, you should accept it.
کہنے کے اس کا کیا ثبوت ہے کہ بولنے والا اللہ ہے.
So they started asking Musa alayhi salam, where is the proof that this voice that we're hearing is Allah?
لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا.
And they started saying that we will never bring iman, we will never believe you until we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes.
آپ کو پتہ ہی ہے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کو دیکھنے کی خواہش کرنا کہنے کہ ہم ایمان جب لائیں گے جب دیکھیں گے یہ بہت بڑی بے ادبی تھی.
So you understand, everyone understands that this was the height of disrespect, of bad character, that a person would demand that I have to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before I bring belief.
اس دنیا میں اللہ کو کوئی دیکھ نہیں سکتا اپنی آنکھوں سے.
In this world, nobody has the capacity to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حتیٰ کہ موسیٰ علیہ السلام بھی اس میں معذور رہے.
Even Musa alayhi salatu wasalam didn't have the capacity to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حالانکہ وہ پیغمبر تھے.
Whereas he was a prophet.
اور پیغمبر کی روحانیت بہت بڑی ہوتی ہے.
And the spirituality of a nabi, of a rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the highest level.
اور ان کا اختصاص یہ تھا کہ وہ کلیم اللہ تھے.
And his specialty, the unique trait of Musa alayhi salam was that he was the one who spoke directly to Allah.
مگر ایک مرتبہ آپ شدت شوق میں کہنے لگے ربی ارنی انظر الی.
But one time out of the extreme desire that he had, and just to see Allah, he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, oh Allah, show me yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you'll never be able to see me.
وَلَكِنْ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ.
But then Allah told him, but just look towards this mountain.
فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي.
So if you stay looking at towards that place, then it's, if you're able to see towards the mountain, then soon you'll be able to see me.
فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعْلَهُ دَكَّى وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed some of his tajalli, some of his majesty towards that mountain, then both Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fell unconscious as well as and the mountain shattered.
فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ.
When he woke up from this unconscious state, then he said, Subhanak, O Allah, you are pure. I repent to you, I ask you for repentance.
انسان نہیں دیکھ سکتا.
The human being doesn't have the capacity to see Allah.
حجابه النور.
The curtain that is in front of Allah is made of nur, of light.
لَوْ كَشَفَ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبْحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مُدَّ بَصَرِي.
If that curtain were to be moved, then so far as the distance of the sight of Allah, and this is as far as, of course, everything in creation, everything would be burnt.
Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ko isi liye kainat ke halak karne mein time nahi lagta.
This is why for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy all of his creation doesn't take him any time.
Khali parda hata diya to khatam ho jate automatically.
If he just moves the curtain that's in front of him, everything will destroy on its own automatically.
Sirf irada kar liya to khatam ho jate.
If he just makes the decision to destroy, everything will be destroyed.
Sirf tawajjuh hata liya to khatam ho jayegi.
If he just takes his attention away from his creation, everything will just be destroyed.
Isi liye farmaya la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm.
This is why Allah mentions about his own qualities in the Quran that he never does sleep overcome him, never does laziness overcome him.
So unhone itni badi gustakhi kar di ki la inna laka hatta nara Allah jaha.
So those people of Musa alayhi salam, those 70, they have done a great, you know, disrespect in asking and demanding that we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bas Jibreel alayhi salam ne aisi zor se daanta ke sare usi waqt mar gaye.
So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, on this demand, this disrespectful demand of theirs, at that point he reprimanded and scolded them so harshly that immediately they all passed away and they died on
the spot.
So when this happened and they all immediately they were given death, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he became very concerned that I took all of these people from my nation and they're all dead in front of me. So he said, "Ya, oh Allah, it would have been better that you would have also taken my life as well, because now what will I tell to my people? Will you destroy all of us because of a few foolish people amongst us?"
مطلب یہ تھا موسیٰ علیہ السلام کا. یہ بھی لکھا ہے مفسرین نے کہ موسیٰ نے اللہ تعالیٰ سے فرمایا کہ اب اگر میں جاؤں گا نا قوم کے پاس میں تو وہ اس مائنڈ کے ہیں کہ بولیں گے موسیٰ تو ہی کوئی حرکت کر کے آیا ہے. واقعی کوئی دائرے میں کالا تھا.
Apparently I'm going back alone. I took 70 people and they all died and I came back alone. Of course the rest of the people will say that I did something. Something must have happened. Musa alayhi salam did something to these 70 people that he took with him.
Wahi Allah ne un 70 ke 70 ko zinda kiya.
That same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this request of Musa alayhi salam, he brought all those 70 back to life.
Ajeeb.
how
amazing. Mimba ji motikum Quran Pak mein saaf hai ki tumhare marne ke baad humne tumhe phir uthaya.
The words of the Quran are clear that Allah says then we brought you back to life after we had given you death.
Itne hone ke baad mein kya hona chahiye tha?
So at this point what should they have done then?
To kehne ke nahi hum amal nahi karte. Hum nahi lete is kitab.
So then they woke up, they brought back to life, and they still said that no, we're not ready to practice upon this book. We don't accept this book.
Bas Allah Subhanahu wa Taala ne bhi Allah ne bhi gussa zahir farma diya.
So then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala made His displeasure apparent.
Bhai idhar takna jabal, humne pahar ko sar pe kar diya un kam waqt.
Then we lifted that whole mountain and
took
His head, and we lifted the whole mountain above them over their heads.
Riwayaton mein aata hai ki unke saron se sirf ek barish upar tha pahar.
In some narrations, it mentions that it was just one handspan. The mountain was raised, that it was just one handspan above their heads.
कहने के किताब को कबूल करो वरना अभी इसके नीचे खत्म कर देता हूँ.
And then they were told that if you do not accept the book right now, then this mountain will be dropped on your head.
कहेंगे ठीक है. जान बचानी थी.
So they said fine. Now we have to save our lives, so they accepted.
लेकिन जब आए वापस तो उन्होंने कहा कि समझना वासीना. हम सुन तो रहे हैं लेकिन होगा नहीं हमसे.
So they saved their lives at that time, but when they came back to their people, then they started saying samirna wa asayna, that we heard the message, we hear what the command is, but we're not listening, we're not ready to accept, we go against this command.
Wala takunu kalladhina qalu samirna wa hum la yasma'un.
And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala instructs us, don't be like those people who said that we've heard the message, but then they didn't actually hear, they didn't actually carry out the command.
Jab aadmi sune lekin maane nahi to usko nahi sunne wala hi kehte hain.
When a person hears something but they don't accept it, they don't act upon it, then you consider that person as if someone that hasn't actually heard it.
Jaise aapne apne bacche se kaha ke doodh khatam ho gaya, grocery shop jaake doodh le aao.
It's like a father, a parent tells their own son, the milk is finished, go to the store and buy some milk.
वो इधर उधर खेलने में लग गया.
So the kid gets involved in playing some
games. के बाद फिर माँ ने भी कहा कि दूध ले आ.
After a little while, the mother said, now go buy some milk.
फिर एक थोड़ी देर के बाद में फिर बाप ने कहा दूध ले आ.
After another little while, the father said it again, go buy some milk.
तो क्या बोलेगा? तुम सुनते नहीं.
So then what do they say to the child?
क्या मतलब?
You don't listen.
डॉक्टर के पास जाके उसकी हेयरिंग को देखना है कि वो सुनता कि नहीं सुनता.
So he says, what's the meaning of this saying, you don't listen? Do we have to take him to a doctor to get his hearing checked?
मतलब ये है कि जब सुना लेकिन उसका कोई असर नहीं हुआ और उस पर अमल नहीं हुआ तो सुना ही नहीं.
So the meaning is that when you heard something but that hearing had no effect on you, it didn't make you do anything, then that hearing is like not hearing.
इसलिए कुरान पाक में फरमाया गया, ला तकुनु कल्लज़ीना क़ालू समिअना व हुम ला यस्मऊन.
That's why in the Quran, in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala instructs us, he says, don't be like those people, that nation who said they said qalu sami'na, they said we hear, wa hum la yasma'un, but in reality Allah says they did not hear anything.
Jo kisi ne sami'na ke baad mein asaina kaha, usne suna hi nahi.
Because if a person says after having said I hear, then they say I go against what I hear, then in reality it's like they never heard anything.
Inna shabbat dawab 'inda Allah as-sumul bukmul ladina la ya'qilun.
The worst of the creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala are those that are deaf, dumb, and they don't have the ability to comprehend or think.
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala ki badi meharbaniyon mein se ek meharbani ye hai.
One of the great, the ni'mas, the bounties that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us with is this,
ki is ummat ke mizaj mein Allah ne kuch aisi ajeeb baatein banayi.
That in the nature of the people of this ummah, Allah has made some very strange things.
Ye apne nabi ke sath aisi badgumani karne wale nahi.
That this ummah, this nation is not a nation that will have misconceptions and think wrong about our prophet.
Shak karne wale nahi.
We're not people who will doubt our nabi.
Be-adabi karne wale nahi.
We're not people who will disrespect our
nabi. Mustaqil karne wale nahi.
We're not people who will go against the conduct of the treatment of a nabi.
Muhabbat karne wale.
But this ummah is a nation that has love for their rasul.
Jaan qurban karne wale.
We're a nation that is ready to sacrifice our lives for our rasul.
Ishq karne wale.
We love our rasul.
Aur ishq aisa ke toot kar ishq karna jise kehte hain.
And such love that it's love and it's being madly in love with this
rasul. Aisa ishq jisme jaan ki parwah na ho.
It's such love that in this love a person doesn't even care about their own life.
Aisa ishq jisme apni biwi bachchon ki parwah na ho.
This type of love that in this love that a person is wrapped up in, they don't even know about their, they don't care and pay attention to even their own wife and children.
Aisi mohabbat jisme apne jaydad aur watan ki parwah na ho.
In such a love that in that love a person is so wrapped up that they don't even care about their country and their own belongings.
Aur ye bhi huzur e paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ka fazl tha.
And this itself, this also was one of the blessings and the effects of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Huzur e paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki mohabbat ka asar ummat mein muntakil ho gaya.
The mohabbat that he held, that the effect of that love that he held in his heart was transferred into this ummah of his.
Kaha jata hai ki ishq avval dard dile mashooq paida mishawar. عشق جو ہے پہلے معشوق کے دل میں ہوتا ہے پھر عاشق کے دل میں آتا ہے.
Sir mentioned some couplets in Farsi. He said that the love first comes into the heart of the one that is the beloved, then it comes to the lover.
جیسے فرمایا جاتا ہے کہ بیٹے کو باپ سے محبت نہیں ہوتی اتنی.
This is like it's mentioned that the son doesn't love the father that much.
باپ میں محبت ہوتی ہے جو بیٹے میں آتی ہے.
The father shows love to the son, eventually the son will start loving the father.
اور یہ باپ میں محبت ہونے ہی کا نتیجہ ہے کہ اس کے پیدا ہونے سے پہلے سے ہوتی ہے تبھی وہ آتا ہے.
So then the sign of the father loving a child is that even before the child was born, the father is there and he's taking care of the child already.
یہ لوگوں نے بادات اور مولانا نے لکھا ہے اس بات کو.
So many scholars have even written this one.
تو یہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صفات کا اور آپ کے فیضان کا منتقل ہونا امت میں بڑے عجیب انداز میں ہوا ہے.
So then these qualities and the blessings that were attached to the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an amazing point that those qualities were transferred into the ummah of Rasulullah.
بہت کم ہے جو اس موضوع پر غور کرتے ہیں کہ امت جو کچھ خیر کرتی ہے وہ سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا فیض ہوتا ہے.
There are very few that think on this point that no matter what good, whatever good action this ummah has ever carried out or will ever carry out, it is directly the effects and from the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. Jo nabi ka mizaj tha wo is ummat mein muntaqil hua.
Whatever his the nature of the nabi was, that is what has transferred into the
ummah. Jo unki chaahatein thi wo muntaqil hui.
Whatever his desires were, those also transferred to the ummah.
Ab bolenge iska bhi koi saboot hai.
And a person will say, what's the proof of this?
Iska bilkul saboot hai.
So there's definitely proof for this.
Miraj mein jab aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam tashreef le ja rahe the,
when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on the night journey,
تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت اقدس میں تین مشروع پیش کیے گئے.
So in three drinks were presented to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
آپ کی خدمت میں دودھ پیش کیا گیا.
One, what milk was presented.
شہد پیش کیا گیا.
Honey was presented.
اور شراب پیش کی گئی.
And wine was presented.
شراب اس وقت تک حلال تھی.
Until that time, wine and intoxicants had not been made haram.
پھر دوسری بات یہ تھی یہ جنت سے لائے تھے دنیا کی نہیں تھی.
And the second thing is that wine was from the wine of Jannah, wasn't the wine of this world.
جنت کی تو ابھی بھی حرام نہیں ہے.
And even now the wine of Jannah is not haram.
بشرطے کہ آپ کو بھی مل جائے.
The condition is that you get some of that.
نہ آپ کو یہ نہیں ملے گی یا نہیں ملے گی وہ تو حضور کی خصوصیت
ہے. You won't be able to get the wine of Jannah. That was the specialty of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
آپ کے اکرام میں تینوں چیزیں پیش کی گئی جسے مہمان کے اکرام میں توسع کیا جاتا ہے.
So out of the hospitality that was being shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of these three things were presented, just the same way that when we have an honored guest, we go above and beyond and we present whatever we can present to them.
Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne doodh ko nosh farmaya.
So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose the milk.
Hazrat Jibril alaihi salam ne ajeeb baat farmayi.
Jibril alaihi salam said something amazing.
بہت میں سوچتا ہوں کہ ایسا کیسے فرمایا ہوگا انہوں نے. انہوں نے فرمایا کہ اگر آپ دودھ کے علاوہ کسی اور چیز کو اختیار کرتے شہد کو یا شراب کو تو آپ کی امت خواہشات میں پڑ جاتی.
جبریل علیہ السلام تو محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that had you chosen any of the other two, the honey or the wine, then your whole ummah would have fallen into the vice of falling to fulfilling their desires.
آپ نے فطرت کو اختیار فرمایا لہذا آپ کی امت بھی فطرت پر باقی رہے گی.
You made he says you made the choice of nature and because of that your whole ummah will always remain upon nature.
کبھی آپ نے غور کیا ہے,
have you ever thought of this,
کہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دودھ پیے اور یہ امت خواہشات میں پڑنے سے بچ جائے.
نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made the choice of drinking milk and this ummah was saved from falling into
آپ کے دودھ پینے سے امت میں دین کا مزاج آ گیا.
When he chose the milk and he drank that, then the whole ummah, that the nature and the mentality of nubuwwah, it was transferred into the whole ummah.
اور آپ کے شہر اور شراب کے اختیار نہ کرنے سے امت پوری کی پوری شہوات میں پڑنے سے بچ گئی.
And because of his not choosing the honey and not choosing the wine, this whole ummah, all of the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were saved from falling prey to our desires.
Huzur ke darmiyan ummat ke darmiyan mein jo rishte hain aur raaz hain ye un raazon ko kholne wali cheez hai.
So this relationship that is between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah and the secrets that are held between us, says this is something to open up and think about.
Yaani aashiqo maashooq aur hamzeh kiraman katibira hum khabar mein محب اور محبوب کے درمیان کچھ ایسے تعلقات ہوتے ہیں کہ کرامن کاتبین کو بھی پتہ نہیں ہوتا.
بٹوین دا لور اینڈ دا بلاڈ دیر سچ اے کنیکشن and certain things that pass between them, that even Kiram and Katibin, the two angels that are appointed to record all the deeds, they don't even know about this connection. Just go ahead in this journey, the night journey that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking to the heavens. It comes in the narration that from the right side a person calls out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
حضرت جبرائیل نے فرمایا کہ اس کی طرف توجہ نہ فرمائیے
تو جبرائیل علیہ السلام told him don't look towards this person don't pay attention walk forward continue
پھر بائیں طرف سے ایک آدمی نے بلایا
then another person called to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the left side
حضرت جبرائیل نے فرمایا کہ نہیں آگے چلیے اس سے بات نہیں کیجیے
جبرائیل علیہ السلام said don't pay any attention to him continue walking
آگے چلے تو ایک عورت جو بہت ہی زیادہ اس نے میک اپ کیا ہوا تھا اور بوڑھی تھی اس نے کہا کہ محمد ادھر آنا ذرا مجھے بات کرنی
ہے who was wearing a lot of makeup and was very, you know, dressed up, she started saying, oh Muhammad, come to me, I want to talk to you about something.
حضرت جبرائیل نے فرمایا آگے چلیے
جبرائیل علیہ السلام said continue don't stop
اور اس کی طرف توجہ نہ فرمائیے
don't look to this person
آگے جانے کے بعد حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پوچھا کہ کون تھے یہ
so after they had continued Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم asked جبرائیل علیہ السلام who are these people
فرمایا کہ وہ جو سیدھی طرف سے بلانے والا تھا وہ یہودیت تھی
says that person that first called you from the right side that was the Jews
اگر آپ اس کی طرف توجہ فرماتے تو آپ کی امت یہودیت پہ پڑ جاتی
if you had turned towards the nature of Judaism if you had turned to, given attention there then your ummah would have fallen into the vices of the people of the Jews
اور یہ جس نے بائیں طرف سے بلایا تھا یہ عیسائیت تھی
and the people that were the person that was calling you from the left that was Christianity
اگر آپ اس کی طرف متوجہ ہو جاتے تو آپ کی امت عیسائیت پہ بن جاتی
and if you had turned your attention towards that person that was calling you then your ummah would have fallen into the vices and the mistakes of the Christians
اور یہ جو بوڑھی جو آپ میک اپ کر کے دلہن بنی ہوئی تھی اس نے بلایا وہ دنیا تھی
And this elderly lady, this old woman who had made herself dressed up and beautified like a bride, this was this very material world.
اگر آپ اس کی طرف متوجہ ہو جاتے تو آپ کی امت دنیا پر پڑ جاتی
If you had given attention and turned your attention towards this woman, then your ummah would have fallen into the vices of this material world.
آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم متوجہ نہیں ہو رہے اور امت بچ رہی ہے
Are you seeing this example? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally, he's not paying attention one way or the other and the whole ummah is being saved because of this.
And Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فرما رہے ہیں کہ اگر آپ ایسا نہ کرتے تو آپ کی امت پڑ جاتی
And Jibreel alayhi sallam is saying that if you hadn't done this, if you had paid attention one way or the other, then your whole ummah would have fallen into this trap.
اس لیے یہ امت بحیثیت مجموعی کبھی بھی ان باتوں کی طرف نہیں پڑتی
Because this is why as a whole this ummah will never fall into any one of these traps as an entire ummah
aur ye huzur ke har ummati mein ye qabiliyat hai
and this capacity and this capability is contained within each and every single ummati of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam
huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka faiz har ummati ki taraf hai
his blessings and his special blessings are pointed to
Allah nur bolo anwar nabuwat bolte hain
the nur the light of his prophethood is directed towards every follower of his
ہم اس کی قدر نہیں کرنے کی وجہ سے ضائع کر رہے ہیں
بیکاز وی ڈونٹ ویلیو اٹ وی ویسٹنگ اٹ
ہم سمجھے نہیں کہ ہمارے اندر کیا اللہ نے جوہر رکھا ہے
وی ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ واٹ ٹریجر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیز کیپٹ ود ان
ظاہر ہے کہ پوری امت کو خدا کا طرف نہیں ہے
It's apparently it's obvious that everyone in this ummah, everyone doesn't have this recognition. Apparently there are some people in the ummah who live their life in the mistakes that the Yahud
live.
Some live their lives according to the nature of the Christians.
اور ان کے مزاج سے مراد یہ ہوتا ہے کہ کچھ مخدوم علیہم کے راستے پر چل جاتے ہیں کچھ بعد دین کے راستے پہ نکل جاتے ہیں
What is meant by their you know their lifestyle and the mistakes that they made is that some fall into the traps of those who had earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and some fall into the quality of those that are led astray.
Iska matlab ye hota hai ki ek qisam insano ki woh hoti hai ki jo jante boojhte haq ki mukhalafat par pad jate hain.
What this means is that there's one type of people, one category of people that wrong knowing, understanding fully, they still go against the truth and they're not able to carry out and act upon it.
Aur ek qisam woh hoti hai ki jo unintentionally gumrah ho jati hai jisko dalin kehte hain.
And then the other group, the dalin, are those that are unintentionally, without knowing, because of ignorance, they get led astray.
Aur hum apne is ni'mat ki qadar nahi karne ki wajah se bada tabqa aisa hota hai ki jo buddhi aurat ki taraf jo dulhan nazar aa rahi hai mail ho jati hai.
Because of our not knowing, there's a big percentage amongst us, a big group amongst the ummah, that we because of the beautification of this old elderly woman, we fall into the trap of this.
Huzur ne is baat ko bayan karte hue ye bhi farmaya ki ab duniya itni hi rahegi ye jaise ye buddhi aurat ki umar rahegi.
And when explaining this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the period of time that is left for this world is similar to the amount of years that are left for this very elderly woman.
Andar se wo buddhi hai, upar se makeup hai.
From inside, in reality, she's an elderly woman. On top, it's just makeup.
Maaf karna. इसी वजह से आप दुनिया में मजा नहीं रहा बुढ़ी में कैसा मजा
forgive me for saying this but this is why you don't really get pleasure in this world. How are you going to get
दुनिया की नियामतें बेशुमार होने के बावजूद इंसानियत बेचैन है.
It's because of all of these concerns, these worries and depression that we're falling. Everybody is falling into concern and depression.
Asbab duniya ki kami nahi hai.
There's no shortage of the means of the material things of this world.
Duniya ne apni zinat ugal di hai.
This world has shown all of its beauty to us.
Utne zakhruf ko apne behjat ko apne ronak ko luta diya puri duniya ke andar.
The beauty, the sparkle and all the shine of this duniya has been spread throughout the world and it's in
lekin insaniyat ka zameer mutmain nahi.
But the human being, we're not in a state.
उसको उससे राहत नहीं मिल रही है.
We're not getting content in others.
उसको तसल्ली नहीं हो रही है.
We don't have. We're not content. We're not satisfied.
एक बेचैनी है.
We're just not satisfied.
एक नातमामी है.
And something is not complete.
तो मेरे दोस्तों, हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का अमल और उम्मत पर उसका असर ये बता रहा है कि कैसे ये उम्मत अपने नबी के साथ में जुड़ी हुई है.
So these actions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the effect of these actions as they were transferred to this ummah is showing us what the connection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with this ummah.
Isliye hamare dil mein huzur ki mohabbat hai.
This is why we have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts.
Hamare dil mein huzur ki azmat hai.
We have the greatness and great respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Hamare dil mein huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka adab hai.
We have honor for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts.
Thodi si uski tarbiyat ki zarurat hai.
We just need to correct ourselves and correct it a little bit.
Agar thodi si tarbiyat ho gayi to phir ye huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki taalluq ka aisi huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam se aisi wafadari ummat dikhayegi ki duniya aasman aur zameen uske samne dang rah jayegi.
If a little bit of correction and direction is shown to this love that's in our hearts, then what we can stand up with, then the whole world will be helpless in standing in front of us and fulfilling the commands of the
Prophet. Sahabe kiram ko Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne aisi tarbiyat farmayi ki unme ye jila aa gayi thi, roshni aa gayi thi.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had trained the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum such that this great brightness and nur was within them.
Aisi mohabbat dhadak gayi ki uske samne maasiwat ko unhone jala diya.
Such a level of love had brightened within them that everything other than that was lit ablaze.
حضرات صحابہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے بے پناہ محبت کرتے تھے.
Without limit, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum would love Rasulullah sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. And if they loved Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this much, then how much did they love Allah?
Isliye Allah Rasul ke liye 100% submit karte the.
That's why for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were 100% ready all the time.
चाहे उनको कितनी अपनी ख्वाहिश की मुखालफत करनी पड़े.
No matter how much they had to go against their own desires.
उसमें उनको मजा आता था.
They would get pleasure out of this.
तकलीफ में लज्जत लेने की कैफियत उनमें आ गई थी.
They knew how to take pleasure out of difficulties.
मोहब्बत में तकलीफ में लज्जत आने लगती है.
In their love and in their difficulties for this love, they started getting pleasure out of it.
दर मोहब्बत तलफहा शीरी मुवर. मोहब्बत में कड़वाहटें मीठी हो जाती है.
This is the poet says it in Farsi that in love, when a person falls in love, even the bitter things start tasting sweet.
दूसरा आदमी आपको टच भी करे तो बुरा लगता है.
If another person even touches you, you don't like it.
और महबूब आपको जोर से चुमट भी दे दे, लोच भी ले ले, तो आपको मजा आता है.
And if the beloved even comes and very, you know, they pinch you very hard, even that is the person takes pleasure.
दूसरा आपके साथ थोड़ी सी बेअदबी कर दे तो आपको बुरा लग जाता है.
Another person does a little bit of disrespect, you know, to you, it feels very bad.
और मोहब्बत में तो गाली गलौज आम होती है.
And in love, swearing at one another is very common.
दूसरा में मोहब्बत में आदमी अपने महबूब को कहता है तू जालिम है.
Out of the love that a person has for their beloved, they even tell a person, you're such a zalim, you're
a fool.
And then the beloved replies back to the lover that you're insane, you're crazy.
उसको अपने जुल्म का इकरार है, उसको अपने पगलेपन का इकरार है, दोनों मजे ले रहे
हैं. So one is admitting to the other one's being an oppressor, and the other one is admitting to the other one being insane and crazy, and they're both in love.
सहाबे किराम में ये बात आ गई थी मेरे दोस्तों.
This level of love that entered into the sahaba.
उसका असर ये हुआ कि हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का फैज جو ان کی طرف منتقل ہوا تو ایسے ہوا جیسے کوئی باڑا پانی کا دہانہ کھول دیا جائے.
The effect of this love being in them at this level was that the nur and the light and the guidance that was shown to them, that was directed to them from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was like a whole flood of water had been opened for them.
صحابہ کرام کے مزاج میں یہ بات آ رہی کہ جو اللہ نے فرمایا وہ ماننا ہے.
Their nature had become such that whatever Allah says, we have to obey.
سننا نہیں ہے صرف ماننا ہے.
Not that we just listen, we have to obey.
وہ کیفیت ان میں آ گئی تھی.
That nature had become.
اور اس صحابہ کی اس کوالٹی کو بتانے کے لیے ایک بڑا واقعہ بھی پیش آ گیا.
And to show this quality of the Sahaba رضی اللہ عنہ, a big incident took place.
اللہ نے قرآن پاک میں فرمایا کہ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ
اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayah of the Quran that to Allah belongs whatever is contained within the heavens and the earth, and if you make apparent whatever is contained within your hearts, or if you hide it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to account for everything. The meaning is that even those thoughts, whether they're good or bad, that cross your mind, and even if you don't do anything with those thoughts, but those thoughts, they will also be taken to account.
Iska matlab ye hai ki ghair ikhtiyari taur par jo tumhare dil mein achhi buri baatein aati hain, un par bhi pakad karunga.
But the meaning of which is that even without intending to, sometimes thoughts come to a person's mind. Those thoughts that come, evil thoughts, without even intending to bring them, will take you to task. Allah is saying, I'll take you to task for those thoughts.
Sahabe kiram huzur ke paas pahunch gaye.
So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they heard this verse, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Allah ke Rasul, is ayat ne hamari kamar tod di.
So ya Rasulullah, this ayah has broken our backs.
اس لیے کہ جو ہمارے بس میں ہے اگر اللہ اس کا حساب لے تو ہم دینے کو تیار نہیں, لیکن جو ہمارے اختیار میں نہیں ہے اس کا حساب لے گا اللہ پاک, تو ہم کیسے حساب دے پائیں گے.
So because of even those things that are in our capacity, if we're not even ready to give our account for that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we give account for something that's not even in our control?
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کہ ادب اختیار کرو.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم replied that show manners, show correct manners.
اللہ فرما رہے لیں گے, فرما لینے دو.
If Allah said it, then just say that yes.
تم یہ بولو کہ ہم نے سنا اور ہم دیں گے حساب, ہم کر کے بتائیں گے.
You should say that just this, we've heard the command of Allah and we'll carry out the command.
یعنی ہم غیر اختیاری طور پر جو ہمارے دل میں خیالات آتے ہیں اس پر بھی کنٹرول کر کے اس کا بھی حساب دینے کے لیے تیار ہیں.
You should say this, that even those thoughts that come to our mind unintentionally, we're ready to make an effort to control even those thoughts and fulfill this command of Allah.
آسمانوں میں شادیاں نے بچ گئے, خوشیاں مچ گئیں.
In the heavens there were calls of great happiness.
Jibreel alayhi salam 70,000 farishton ka lashkar leke utar gaye.
Jibreel alayhi salam brought an army of 70,000 angels from the heavens and they came
down. Allah ne farmaya wa qalu sami'na wa ata'na. Aye unhone keh diya ke humne suna aur karenge.
And Allah announced the next part of the verse is they said, the sahaba radiallahu anhu said that sami'na wa ata'na, we have heard the command of Allah and we will fulfill the command of Allah.
Allah ye chahte the ke sami'na aur ata'na ke muqable mein sami'na aur ata'na sunay.
Says in going against the incident that took place in the time of Musa alayhi salam, Allah wanted that this ummah would do the complete opposite and say sami'na wa ata'na.
Aur aisi jagah par ata'na kehlwaya jo unke bas mein bhi nahi tha.
And he made the ummah say ata'na, that we will carry it out, in such a place that they weren't even able to carry it out.
Jisme Allah taala ne bataya ki ye mujh pe kitna marne wale hain ki main jo bolu na nahi hai inke paas.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed everyone for all times that these are such people that even if they're not able to do something, whatever I command they're willing to carry it out, even if it's beyond their capacity.
Sahabe kiram ke is jumle ko lekar اللہ پاک نے جو اتارا تو 70,000 فرشتوں کے جنوں میں جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام یہ جملہ لے کر آئے, وقالوا سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا والیک المصیر.
To show the greatness of this act of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this part of the verse was revealed to through Jibreel alayhi salam, but with him a whole army of 70,000 angels came down to show how pleased Allah was with this action.
پھر اس کے بعد فرمایا لا یکلف اللہ نفسا الا وسعها, یہ تو میں ویسے ہی بولا تھا, تھوڑی تم سے غیر اختیاری چنتا ہی حساب لوں گا.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse that Allah doesn't, لا یکلف اللہ نفسا الا وسعها, Allah doesn't make a person
جو اس کی طاقت میں نہیں,
do anything that isn't in their capacity, beyond what is in their capacity. What was said before was just to test you, you really won't be taken to task for what's not in your capacity.
صحابہ کا یہ مزاج تھا.
So this was the nature of the
Sahaba. Uski khususiyat thi submit ho jana.
This was their specialty that they would submit.
Surrender ho jana.
They would surrender themselves.
Jo bole wo karna.
Whatever was said was what they would do.
Jab bole tab karna.
Whatever was said was what they would do.
Jaisa bole waisa karna.
How it was said was how they would do it.
Jiski qurbani mange uski qurbani dena.
Whatever sacrifice was asked to give, that sacrifice.
Farmaya iska naam Islam hai.
They say that this is the name of Islam.
Ibrahim alayhi salam ko Allah ne jo hukm diya mashhoor apne bete ko zubah karne ka.
Ibrahim alayhi salam, the famous command that was given to him to sacrifice his own son.
Aur khwab mein dikhaya.
And it was shown to him in a dream.
Kyunki bazaar direct wahi aa jati to wo baat nahi thi.
Because apparently if it was given to him directly through revelation wahi, then there was no doubt as to whether
the nabi wahi ki mukhalifat kar nahi sakta tabiyat chahe ke na chahe.
Because the prophet of Allah will never go against the direct revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether he likes it or not.
Allah paak unke dil ke jazbe dikhana chahta tha insaniyat ko.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the spirit of the heart of
unke bachche ke jazbe dikhana chahta
tha. Wanted to show the spirit of his son Ismail.
Isliye khwab dikhaya.
That's why he showed a dream.
Aur khwab ka to aapko pata hai ki kuch bhi matlab nikalta hai.
And we know that in a dream any meaning can be taken out of a dream.
Magar Ibrahim jis zaat ka naam hai uski khususiyat thi Allah ke chashme abru ko pehchanna, yani manshay ko samajh jana ki mera Allah chahta kya hai.
The name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his specialty was what? That he would understand what Allah meant and what Allah wanted by every command.
Bas khwab dekha chal pade.
So he saw the dream and he wanted to carry it out.
Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni asbahu fanzur madha tara.
So he addresses his son, he says, oh my beloved son, I have seen this in my dream, tell me what is your opinion.
Ulama ne farmaya hai ki kya Ibrahim alaihi salam aise the ki agar beta razi na hota to chhod dete.
So the scholars they mention under this, they say that was Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasalam such that if his son had replied no, I'm not ready to do this, would he have not done it?
Ibrahim iska naam nahi tha.
This wasn't the name, this wasn't what his specialty was.
Bachcha manta ya na manta wo to do tukde kar hi dete uske.
Whether or not his child would accept Ibrahim alaihi salatu wasalam would have slaughtered.
Ulama ne farmaya ki Ibrahim alaihi salam ye chahte the ki yahi jazba jo mere andar hai bachche ke andar bhi hai nahi hai dekho aur ye saadat jo main hasil karna chahta hu bachcha apni marzi se wo saadat lena chahta hai yani iske liye farmaya ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni asbahu fanzur madha tara.
The scholars, they explained, they said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wished and he wanted that spirit of obedience that is within me, I want that same spirit of obedience to be shown in my son. And that great happiness and honor that is to be mine by carrying out this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want that honor to be my son's as well by his doing out of his own choice.
Ismail alayhi salam bhi badi ajeeb shakhsiyat.
And Ismail alayhi salam, what an amazing person.
Unhone jo jawab diya wo bada sunne ka.
And look, he says, listen to the answer that he gave.
Ya abati faal ma tumar, abba jo bole wo karna hai.
Says, oh my beloved father, whatever has been said is what you have to do.
Apne hor kiya kaisa jumla hai. Ye faal ma tumar, jo hukum diya gaya wo karna hai, jo bola gaya wo to karna hai.
Did you ever think what a powerful sentence statement this is of Ismail alayhi salam, that whatever has been said is whatever has to be done.
Halanki ye matlab nahi tha ki unhone samjha nahi ki baap kya keh rahe hain.
The meaning of it was not this, that after Ibrahim alayhi salam gave the explanation and explained what this ayah means or what this dream means, then he said, oh yes, right away he said, whatever has been said.
Wo samajhte the ki Ibrahim kya keh rahe hain usse.
He understood with his own understanding what Ibrahim alayhi salam
said. Usko pata tha ki hukum mein mere gale ko kaatne ki baat ho rahi hai.
He knew that in this the command is there that my neck has to be cut.
Farmaya ifal ma tumar.
And then he said, do what you've been told.
Jahan tak mera mamla hai, aap meri baat dekhein.
Says, whatever is regards to me, he says, look, take care of your own
problems. Satajiduni insha Allah mein sabit dekhenge aapko.
Then he told his father that soon inshallah you will find me from those that are patient.
Mere dosto, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ne apne bete ko lita diya.
So my friends, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam laid down his son.
Aur peshani ke bal lita diya.
And he laid him down on his forehead.
Aur kitabon mein likha hai ki Ismail alayhi salam ne kaha ki mera muh niche ki zameen ki taraf kar do taki meri aankhein aapki aankhon se do hokar kahin aisa na ho ki dil mein mohabbat badh uthe aur Allah ka hukm pura karne mein rukawat ho jaye.
He first laid him down on his back, and it's written in books that Ismail alayhi salam told his father himself that, oh my father, turn me over so that my face is down, so that when you are slaughtering me, it doesn't happen that you might perhaps look at my face, and out of the mercy that you have, you might delay in carrying out the command of
Allah. Is pure waqiye ko Allah pak ne kis lafzon mein bayan kiya, dekhiye aap.
This whole story and incident, what words did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use in expressing this incident?
Falamma aslama.
Says, falamma aslama, when they both submitted.
وہ دونوں مسلمان ہو گئے.
So when they both became Muslim,
اس واقعے میں انہوں نے اپنا اسلام دکھا دیا.
In this incident, they both showed their Islam, their being Muslim.
فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ پیشانی کے بل لٹا دیا. نَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ ہم نے پکارا ابراہیم بچ کر دے. بس اس سے آگے نہیں چاہیے.
So when they both brought Islam and Ibrahim علیہ السلام had laid Ismail علیہ السلام down on his forehead and his face, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we announced and called out from the heavens that, O Ibrahim,
قد صدقت الرؤيا انا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. بس تم نے خواب سچا کر دیا, یہی دیکھنا تھا.
You have fulfilled and carried out the truth of the dream. That's all we wanted to test.
میرے دوستو, ہم مسلمان ہیں. ابراہیم علیہ السلام نے ہمارا نام مسلمان رکھا, ایسے مسلمان جیسے ابراہیم تھے.
Says my friends, we call ourselves Muslims. Our name is that we call ourselves Muslims. Our name was kept by Ibrahim علیہ السلام because how he showed how to be a Muslim.
هو سماكم المسلمين.
And Allah says in the Quran, He is the one who gave us the name of Muslims.
Unko pata tha ki Muslim kise kehte hain.
He knew what you call a Muslim.
Unka amal bataya hai ki Muslim kise kehte hain.
His action showed what you actually call a Muslim.
Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki ummat ka naam unhone Musliman rakha hai.
He was the one who gave the name of the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the Muslims.
Wo mizaj Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ka puri ummat mein hai.
That quality and that nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the entire ummah of Rasulullah. There is not one of us that can say that we don't have that quality within us.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne huzur ke har ummati ko intihai qeemti jawhar banaya.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made every follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very valuable treasure.
Aap andaaza kijiye ke jis ummati mein huzur ka asar maujood ho wo kitna qeemti nahi hoga.
Can you imagine that ummati, that follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whom the effect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, why wouldn't he be valuable?
Aisa taalluq tha huzur pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka apni ummati ke saath کہ ہر امتی کی جان سے زیادہ حق حضور کا ہر امتی پر ہے.
Says the connection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with every follower, every ummati of his was such that even more valuable than his own life was the life was the Islam of each and every single follower of his ummah.
Quran Pak mein iska elan kiya gaya hai.
The Quran has announced this.
An-nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim.
Says that the Nabi is closer to the mu'mineen than even they are to themselves.
Awla ka tarjuma ahqqu bhi kiya gaya hai bolu.
And some, you know, the definition of awla which is given is that he is more deserving, more right, you know, more worthy.
Min anfusihim.
Than even themselves.
Isiliye Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki puri ummat ko huzur ka ghulam bataya gaya hai.
That's why the whole of the ummah has been referred to as the servants of Rasulullah.
Aise to sare azad hai lekin huzur ke sab ghulam hai.
In reality, we're all free, but we're all servants of Rasulullah.
Hatta ke Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam apne ummati mein se kisi ko bhi bechna chahe ghulam bana de to bech sakte hain.
To the extent that if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever intended to make any one of his ummah his slave and sell them as a slave, he had the right to do so.
Aur hazrat e sahaba mein aise waqiat pesh aaye hain.
And such incidents took place amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhu.
Aur Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne apne amal se bataya hai isko.
And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed this through his own actions.
Taki pata chal jaye ki meri ummat ka mere sath taluq kaisa hai.
So that people would know that what is my connection, the connection of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with his ummah.
Hazrat Zahir ka qissa aapne sabne suna hua hoga.
We probably all heard the story of Hazrat Zahid radiallahu anhu.
Ek sahabi the, gaon ke rehne wale the.
He used to live in the villages.
Zara kaale peele the.
He was dark skinned.
Aur unke chehre pe daag bhi the.
And there were marks on his face.
Aur dehati aadmi the to ke kaashkari wagera karte the.
He was a villager, so he used to farm and do, you know, things like this.
Lekin Hazrat Huzur se bepana mohabbat thi.
But he had unlimited love with
Jaise sahaba ko thi, sab sahaba ko thi.
Just as all of the sahaba ki love.
Aur Huzur ko inse bahut mohabbat thi.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him very much.
Hatta ke Huzur ne ek mauke par farmaya ke inna zahiran badiyatuna wa nahnu hadirun. Wo hamara gaon hai, hum uske shahar hain.
To the extent that one time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that is our, it's like it's our village and this is their city.
Kyunki wo jab aate the to gaon ki cheeze gaon mein jo hoti hai, tamate, tarkari, ye wo kheera wala wo leke aate the.
So when they would come from the villages, they would bring all of their, you know, their produce and the things that they had farmed and they would bring them to the city.
Aur gaon wale shahar aakar jo cheeze khareedte hain wo Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam unke liye khareed ke rakhte the.
And all those things that they would come to the city and there were many things that they needed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would keep them for them to purchase when they would come.
Isliye farmaya ki hum uska shahar hai, wo hamara gaon hai.
That's why he said that we're their city and they're our village.
وہ گاؤں کی چیزیں ہمیں پہنچاتا ہے, شہر کی چیزیں ہم اس کو دیتے ہیں.
They give us the things that are, you know, that they bring from the villages and we give them the things from the city.
ایک مرتبہ وہ آئے ہوئے تھے مدینہ منورہ.
So one time he had come to Medina Munawwara.
اور ابھی حضور سے ملے نہیں تھے.
And he had not as yet met Rasulullah.
پیچھے سے حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان کو دیکھ لیا.
So from behind him Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saw him.
آپ نے جا کے اور حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحابہ کو بے تکلف بھی رکھتے تھے.
And Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم didn't have, you know,
کیونکہ آپ کا روب بہت زیادہ تھا تو طبیعت ہلکا کرنے کے لیے خوش کرنے کے لیے تھوڑی بے تکلفی بھی کبھی فرماتے
تھے. He would deal with them without any, you know, limitations. A lot of times they would be awestruck by his great, you know, stature, but he himself, to remove this awe, he would act very, you know, very free with them.
کیونکہ لوگ آ کے بات نہیں کر سکتے تھے, گھبرانے لگ جاتے تھے, کانپنے لگ جاتے تھے.
People a lot of times out of the awe that would, you know, they would be awestruck, they wouldn't be able to come speak to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, they would shake in his presence.
اس لیے حضور کسی کسی کے ساتھ بے تکلفی کرتے تھے تاکہ اس کی گھبراہٹ چلی جائے.
So a lot of times he would, you know, then would, a lot of sahaba, he would act very freely and without any, you know, hindrance, any check in his acting with them.
تو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پیچھے سے آئے, آہستہ سے آئے اور ظاہر کو پیچھے سے زور سے پکڑ لیا.
So he slowly quietly came up behind ظاہر رضی اللہ عنہ and he grabbed him from behind him.
اب حضرت ظاہر گاؤں والے آدمی, مضبوط آدمی تھے.
ظاہر رضی اللہ عنہ was a villager, he was a very strong person.
انہوں نے سوچا مجھے کون پکڑ سکتا ہے, انہوں نے چھڑانا چاہا.
So he said, who could dare to grab me? He tried to, you know, slip him.
مگر تو حضور تو حضور تھے.
But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
حضور اتنے طاقتور تھے کہ عمر کو دبایا تو پتلیاں ٹوٹنے لگی تھی.
He said he was so strong that when he squeezed Umar رضی اللہ عنہ, his bones started breaking.
حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بڑے معجزاتی تھے.
Says he was a person of great miracle.
آپ انتہائی نازک تھے.
He was very, you know, very weak and tender.
آپ کا جسم انتہائی نرم اور گدار تھا.
His body looked very frail and weak.
ما مسست خزاً ولا حريراً ألين من كف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Sahabi mentions in the narrations that I have never felt a hand that was softer than the hand of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
خزاً ولا حريراً, نہ ریشم اور نہ
سال. I have never felt any silk or any cloth that was softer than the hands of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لیکن آپ کے پاس قوت کا یہ حال تھا کہ بڑے سے بڑا پہلوان بھی آپ کے سامنے حل نہیں سکتا تھا.
But his strength was such that the strongest wrestler had no strength in front of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
وہ جو زور سے پیچھے سے دبایا ظاہر کو تو وہ حل نہیں تک رہے تھے.
So when he grabbed ظاہر رضی اللہ عنہ from behind, he couldn't even move.
انہوں نے دیکھا کہ اتنا مضبوط کون ہے جس نے مجھے ایسے پکڑا ہے.
So he started thinking to himself, who's this, who could be so strong that he's holding me?
جیسے اپنا چہرہ پلٹ کے دیکھا تو دیکھا ایک سرکار ہے.
As soon as he turned his face, he realized that it's Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اب تو یہ کہ ان کی تو لکی ہوئی.
So then he thought himself, oh, I'm lucky.
فَجَعَلَ يَلْتَقُ ظَهْرَهُ بِبَطْنِهِ بِصَبْرِهِ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. انہوں نے اپنی پیٹھ حضور کے سینے پہ مسلنا شروع کر دیا, گزنا شروع کر دیا کہ اتنا اچھا موقع تو شاید کبھی ملے زندگی میں.
So he thought, how fortunate am I that he started, instead of trying to escape, then he started rubbing his back against the Mubarak chest of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, thinking to himself that who and when would I ever get this opportunity again that my skin would touch the skin of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
یہ قصہ بازار میں ہو رہا ہے.
So this incident is taking place in the
market.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started announcing, who will buy this servant, this slave?
بس یہ سنتے ہی حضرت ظاہر نے رونا شروع کر دیا.
So as soon as he heard this, ظاہر رضی اللہ عنہ started crying.
فرما رو کیوں رہا ہے؟
So the scholars say, why did he start crying? فرمایا
کہ آج آپ نے میری بولی لگا دی, کاش میں خوبصورت ہوتا.
Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم asked him, why are you crying? He says, today you put me on sale, I wish that I would have been
beautiful. کوئی فن میرے پاس ہوتا.
I wish that I would have had some skill
کوئی قیمت میری آ سکتی.
That I had some price to be put.
آج میں دکھتا اور کچھ خدمت آپ کی ہو جاتی.
I wish that I could be sold today and some good price could come that would come to you.
لیکن میں کتنے میں بکوں گا؟
Says, but look, what price will come for me?
اس لیے اس پر مجھے رونا آ رہا ہے کہ میں کچھ زیادہ قیمت نہیں دلا سکتا.
And that's why I'm crying that I can't get you a good price.
میں معمولی ہوں.
I'm very insignificant.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو محبت میں کر رہے تھے, دیکھا یہ تو پگھل گیا.
Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was just doing this out of love. He saw that this person has, you know, fallen apart, melted in his
پھر فوراً ان کا دل سنبھالا, فرمایا کہ نہیں تو اللہ کی, اللہ کے رسول کی نظر میں بہت قیمتی ہے.
So immediately he took care of the feelings of Zahir رضی اللہ عنہ and says, no, in the sight of Allah and in the sight of the Rasul of Allah, you are very, very valuable.
حضرت شیخ الحدیث مولانا زکریہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے اس حدیث کی ایک عجیب تشریح فرمائی ہے.
شیخ الحدیث حضرت مولانا زکریہ رحمہ اللہ has given a very amazing explanation of this hadith.
فرمایا حضور مذاق میں بھی جھوٹ بولنے کے عادی نہیں تھے.
So even in joking, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم wasn't in the habit of telling untruths.
حضرت ظاہر جو کہ آزاد آدمی تھے, ان کو حضور نے فرمایا کہ اس غلام کو کون خریدے گا؟
حضرت ظاہر رضی اللہ عنہ was a free person. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in joking said, who will purchase him?
اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ پوری امت حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے غلام ہے. آپ بیچنا چاہیں تو واقعتاً بیچ سکتے تھے.
The meaning of this is that the whole of the ummah are is the servants, the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever he wished to, he could have sold them as slaves.
جب فرمایا نبی جو اولاد المؤمنین من انفسهم و ازواجهم امهاتهم, نبی زیادہ حق رکھتے ہیں ایمان والوں سے, ان کی جان سے بھی زیادہ ہوتا.
This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse of the Quran that the Nabi has more rights in regards to every individual of his ummah, every follower of his, even more rights than they have upon their own selves.
Isliye mere dosto asal baat ye hai ki apna zahin banana hai, hame kuch karna hai.
Because this is why the real point is that we have to make our own minds up.
Hum deen ki samajh le rahe hain in majlison mein.
We are taking the understanding of deen in these gatherings.
Hum deen ki mehnat ki bhi samajh le rahe hain in majlison mein.
We are also getting the understanding of the effort of deen in these gatherings.
Deen ki ahmiyat ko bhi samajh rahe hain.
We are also understanding the importance of deen.
Uski azmat ko bhi samajh rahe hain.
We are also understanding the greatness.
Us par kamyabi ke depend hone ko bhi samajh rahe hain.
We are also understanding that our success depends upon all of this.
Aur deen ki mehnat ka kaisa connection hai deen ki fayam ke sath, deen ke sath woh.
And we're understanding what is the connection between deen and the effort of deen. We're understanding that.
Agar aap samajh rahe honge ki kya cheez hum nahi samajh rahe.
And we must be thinking to ourselves, what aren't we understanding?
Hum apne karne mein susti kar rahe.
We're just in actually acting, we're being very.
Kab tak mere dosto hum susti karte rahenge?
How long will we be lazy?
Kab tak ye nafs ki gulami hum karenge?
How long will we be servants to our own desires?
Aur kab tak hum shaitan ki gulami karenge?
How long will we be servants to shaitan?
Aur kab tak hum apne aap ko dheel dete rahenge, time aage nikalte rahenge?
How long will we keep putting things off and delaying things?
Zindagi ka kya bharosa hai mere dosto?
What guarantee do we have of a life?
Kitna waqt hum lekar aaye hain kya maloom hai?
How much time does each one of us have? How much time have we come with? Who knows?
Hum ye samajhte hain ki hamara waqt itna zyada kimti hai ki hum usse jitne zyada paise banaye wo kimti banta hai.
We think to ourselves that our time is such that as much money as we make in our time, that's how valuable our time is.
Kaha jata hai ki time is money.
Like it's said in English, time is money.
Aapko pata hai ki time jo Allah ne waqt hame diya hai uske zariye se paisa banana, waqt ko qeemti banana nahi hai.
Does you understand that Allah has given us time so that we can earn money, not that when we earn money our time becomes valuable.
Nahi main yahi kaha hai. وقت سے پیسے بنانا اپنے وقت کو قیمتی بنانے میں شمار نہیں ہوتا.
یوزنگ آور ٹائم ٹو ارن ویلتھ اٹ ڈزنٹ میک آور ٹائم ویلیوبل.
اگر کسی آدمی نے فرض کی ہوئی ہے کہ سال میں $1.5 lakh $2 lakh بنا لیے تو سمجھتا ہے میرا وقت بڑا قیمتی ہے.
If a person, you know, makes $150,000 to $200,000 in a year, they think to themselves, my time was very valuable.
ہاف ملین بنا لیا تو سمجھتا بڑا قیمتی ہے. اور جو آدمی وہ فن سیکھتا ہے جس میں اتنے پیسے بنتے ہیں سمجھتا ہے کہ اس میں جو وقت لگے وہ بڑا قیمتی ہے.
And a person who learns a profession or a trade through which he is able to earn this much money, he thinks that time that I spent learning that trade is very valuable.
زیادہ تفصیل میں میں نہیں جا سکتا, وقت نہیں ہے.
I can't go into great explanation.
مگر میرے دوستو بتاؤ ایمان کی نظر سے کہ کیا یہ بات صحیح ہے.
But my friends, give me the answer to this, that in the light of iman, is this true?
Kya ilm sahi hai?
Is this knowledge true?
Kya ye ilm nabi ke ilm ke muafiq hai?
Is this knowledge according to the knowledge of the nabi?
Nabi paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne to waqt se amal banane ko sikhaya hai, paise banane ko nahi sikhaya hai.
Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to use our time to make our amal, our actions, not to make money.
Aur maal bhi amal banane ke liye hai.
And the wealth that we have is also so that we can do actions with it.
Apni jaan se bhi amal hi banao, apne maal se bhi jo Allah de de amal hi banao.
With our physical selves and with our possessions and our wealth, we have to build our actions, our amal.
Ek sahabi fajar ki namaz ke baad bazaar gaye.
One sahabi after fajr salat he went to the market.
Aur thodi der mein wapas aa gaye.
And after a short while he came back.
Aur Huzur Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke samne khush apne karmudari sunane.
And in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very happily he started giving his report.
Kehne lage aaj to mere business mein kamal ho gaya.
Says today I made a great profit in my business.
Kehne lage kya kya ho gaya.
So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what happened?
Aisa business hua hai boli ke bas thodi der mein itna mujhe mila nafa ke kisi ko nahi mila.
Says it took place in such a way that in a very short period of time I made such a profit that nobody made that much.
Farmaya kya mil gaya aakhir.
So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, what did you get?
Unhone jo jawab diya,
the answer that he gave,
uska khulasa ye tha ki maine ghante do ghante mein aadha kilo se zyada sona banaya.
The summary of the answer is that in 1 hour 2 hours more than half a kilo of gold is what I earned.
Itni qeemat jo unhone banayi na darahi wagaira ki jo bataye wo aadha kilo sone se zyada hoti.
More than half a kilo of pure gold.
Huzur farmaya ke tumne itne waqt mein itna bana liya, ye bada kaam kiya.
Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, this your ability, you're earning this much in this short period of time, is that a great thing?
इससे बड़ी चीज बता दो.
Should I tell you something greater than this?
दो रकात पढ़ ले.
कोई दो रकात.
इससे भी ज्यादा है.
This is even more valuable than all that.
वक्त से अमल को आपने सिखाया.
So in using time for amal, for actions, is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam
taught. हम अपने गलत फहमी की वजह से वक्त से माल बनाने को समझते हैं, बड़ा कीमती बना लिया हमने.
And because of our misunderstanding, we think that when we use our time to earn money, our time becomes valuable.
क्या हमने हुजूर का इरशाद नहीं सुना, अदुनियादार मन ला दार लहु वला यजमाउ मन ला अक्ल लहु.
Do we not hear this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this dunya, this world, is the house of that person that has no house?
لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى منها كافرا شربة ماء.
If this whole world and whatever it contains had the value of even one wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would not have given one disbeliever a single sip of water to drink.
ایمان کی حقیقت یہ ہے کہ جو نبی کا علم ہو وہ ہمارا علم ہو.
The reality of ایمان, of faith, is that the ایمان that Rasul, that is of the Nabi, should be our iman. That what his knowledge, that the knowledge that he brings is, that should become our knowledge.
جو ان کی نظر ہے وہ ہماری نظر ہو.
What is his view should be our view.
ہم ان کی نظر سے دیکھنا سیکھیں.
We should learn to look through his view.
ہم ان کے علم سے جاننا سیکھیں.
Learn to know through his knowledge.
ہم ان کے کانوں سے سننا سیکھیں.
Learn to hear through his ears.
ہم ان کی زبان مبارک سے بولنا سیکھیں.
Learn to speak using through his tongue.
ہم تو حضور کی امتی ہیں میرے دوستو.
So we are the ummati, the followers.
اس لیے ہمیں کرنا ہے.
That's why we have to do something.
اس لیے سستی چھوڑنی ہے.
We have to leave our.
دیکھو پوری دنیا انتظار کر رہی ہے اس وقت ہمارا.
That's what the whole world is waiting at this.
پوری دنیا حالات سے پریشان.
The whole world is caught up in so much.
مسلمان بھی پریشان ہیں, غیر بھی پریشان ہیں.
Muslims are in difficult situations. The non-Muslims are in difficult situations.
انسانیت سسک رہی ہے.
Says the human kind, the whole race is in
جہنم کے دروازے پہ پہنچ چکی ہے.
People have brought themselves to the doors of جہنم.
خدا کے عذاب کو بھڑکانے کے کاموں میں لگ گئی ہے.
Everyone is involved in such actions that bring the punishment of Allah.
اور حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی روح بے چین ہو رہی ہے.
And the soul of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is turning.
کون ہے میرے امتیوں کو بچانے والا؟
Who is there to save my ummah?
کون ہے ان کی ہمدردی کرنے والا؟
Who is there to have compassion?
کون ہے ان کو سمجھانے والا؟
Who is there to make my ummah?
کون ہے ان کے لیے اپنے آرام کو بے آرام کرنے والا؟
Who is there to leave their rest and stand for this ummah?
کون ہے ان کے لیے اپنے پسینے کو بہانے والا؟
Who is there that will sweat for this ummah?
کون ہے ان کے لیے سفر کرنے والا؟
Who is there that will travel for this ummah?
اور کون ہے ان کے لیے پیسہ خرچ کرنے والا؟
Who is there that will spend money for this ummah?
کون ہے ان کے لیے جذبات محبت اپنے اندر بھڑکانے والا؟
Who are those people that will bring the qualities of love, of muhabbat for this ummah?
ہمدردی اور محبت کے مظاہرے کرنے والا,
compassion and concern for one another,
خیر خواہی اور سچائی اور نصیحت کا حق ادا کرنے والا,
and giving good advice and caring for one another, who will give them this advice?
سرکار انتظار فرما رہے میرے دوست.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم,
اور ہم میں سے ہر ایک میں ان کا فیض موجود ہے.
and within each and every single one of us is that guidance and that
نور نبوت موجود ہے, انوارات نبوت موجود ہے.
The light of نبوت, the light of prophethood is within each one of us.
سیوزات نبوت موجود ہے.
The blessings of that light of نبوت is within each one of us.
مگر ہم سے قدر نہیں ہو رہی.
But we just don't have the dog.
اس لیے میرے دوستو ہم کو بیدار ہونے کی ضرورت ہے.
That's why it's important for us to wake up.
ذرا ہمت کرنے کی ضرورت ہے.
We have to put on a brave face.
سستی دور کرنے کی ضرورت ہے.
We have to put away our laziness.
نفس و شیطان کی مخالفت کی ضرورت ہے.
We have to go against our desires.
موت اور ما بعد الموت کی تیاری کی ضرورت ہے.
And prepare for death and what is after death.
اپنے اللہ کے ساتھ محبت دکھانے کا موقع ہے.
This is the chance to show our love for Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. اللہ کے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ اپنے عشق کو دکھانے کا موقع ہے.
Show our love with the حبیب of Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. ساری دنیا پر ایک ایسی محنت کی ضرورت ہے, ایک ایسے دھکے کی ضرورت ہے زور سے کہ باطل جو ہے نا وہ پاش پاش ہو جائے اور اللہ پاک ہدایت عامہ کے فیصلے پر.
There's such a need in the whole of the world for such an effort, such a massive concerted effort that the whole world is shook and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes.
ساری دنیا اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی رحمت میں آ جائے.
That the whole world should come into the mercy of Allah.
اور آئے گی میرے دوستو.
And it will come, my friend.
اگر اللہ نے اللہ کی دیوی امانت کو اگر ہم نے صحیح استعمال کر لیا تو ہو جائے گا.
If we use the amanat, the trust that Allah has kept with us in the direct way, then it will definitely come.
اس لیے میرے دوستو ارادے کرو کہ ہمیں کچھ کرنا ہے.
Then because of this, my friends, we have to make an intention.
ابھی وقت نہیں ہے, آپ کو چائے پینے کو روک دینا چاہ رہے ہیں.
There's not much time, I want to give you some time.
البتہ ایک گزارش آپ سے ہے کہ ذہن آپ بنا لیجیے.
But this is the request that we have to make up our mind.
اور مغرب کے بعد جو ہے مدینے والے کی بات مدینے والے کرنے والے ہیں.
So in the talk that will take place
اگر یہ آقا کے بعد مدینے والے مدینے کی جماعت کرنے والی
the talk of the king of Medina will be given by the people of Medina.
میرے دوستو کتنی پیاری بات ہوگی.
So what a beautiful talk it
will be. حب الرسول کی بات حب الرسول سے سنیں گے.
We will hear the talk
کو کہتے ہیں.
We will hear the talk of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. ان کی زبان سے انشاءاللہ ہم حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی باتیں جب سنیں گے اور آپ کی اتباع کے تقاضے جب سنیں گے آپ کے امتی ہونے کے تقاضے سنیں گے ایک آدمی بھی ایسا نہیں ہونا چاہیے جس نے اپنا نام بچا لیا ہو اور ظاہر نہ کیا ہو.
When we hear their talk from the love and from their tongue of the needs and the necessities and what amount of work needs to be done, there shouldn't be one person that doesn't make our intentions apparent.
Inshallah, tayyar hai aap sab?
Inshallah,
tayyar hai aap sab? Inshallah,
tayyar hai aap sab? Inshallah, tayyar hai aap sab? Inshallah, tayyar hai aap sab?
Inshallah, tayyar hai aap sab? Inshallah, tayyar hai aap sab? Inshallah, tayyar hai aap sab? Inshallah, tayyar hai aap sab? Inshallah, tayyar hai aap sab?